India Real Estate Headlines. Indiana Property Records Search, new tool for owner and deed data. PropertyChecker.com now offers Indiana Property Records Search covering owner information, deeds, permits, tax, loan, and lien records. EN real estate professionals can streamline due diligence with centralized access to property history and ownership data. At https://indiana.propertychecker.com/to-your-research-toolkit for faster Indiana property lookups. India Real Estate Headlines. Indiana Public Records Directory, now available online for IN Real Estate Pros. A centralized online directory for Indiana public records has been published, providing access to state-level public record resources. Real estate professionals in IN can streamline due diligence, verify property ownership, and research liens or encumbrances without navigating fragmented government portals. Bookmark this resource to expedite your next transaction's title research. https://publicrecords.netronline.com/IN. India Real Estate Headlines. Northwest Indiana Realtor Commission Guide, What IN Pros Should Know. A comprehensive overview of realtor commission fees, strategies for finding low commission agents, and specific low fee options available in Indiana. Understanding local commission structures helps Indiana real estate professionals stay competitive and transparent with clients in a shifting fee landscape. Review the full commission breakdown for Northwest Indiana at the source below. India Real Estate Updates. Indian County Property Appraiser Records Search, now available for IN Pros. Indian County Property Appraiser Tools help users find home values and view tax assessments through an online records search. IN real estate professionals can leverage this appraisal data to support accurate valuations and client advisement in Indian County. Bookmark countypropertyappraiser.org for quick access to Indian County property records and tax assessments. India Real Estate Updates. IN Broker Commission Models evolve as industry re-examines brokerage relationships. This source explains how real estate broker commission rates and brokerage relationships work in practice. IN real estate professionals can apply these commission structure insights to refine their own brokerage agreements and client negotiations. Review how brokerage relationships function to strengthen your IN commission practices. hipflat.nobroker.an/forum, what is real estate-broker-commission? Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption. Background and context, the HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CCNRs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study, is the association underfunded? The most recent two annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag, below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period. Background and context, the four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's.